there. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is March the 20th. It's the Wednesday of the fifth week of Lent. Conversion. You know, you hear a lot about the idea of conversion during Lent. Changing, turning away from sin, turning away from our own will, and turning, submitting ourselves to God's will and doing what He wants as opposed to what we want. We're going to look at an example, a great example of conversion today. It's actually a familiar story. And we're going to look at the first reading from today's Daily Mass. It's a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. It begins in chapter 3, verse 14. I'm going to read it right now, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white-hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There's no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue you had set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white-hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into this fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see 4 men, unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." This is such a great story. This evil king, Nebuchadnezzar, who is commanding his subjects to worship a false god, a golden statue, and bow down before them, he comes up against these 3 young Jewish boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who don't want to go along with it, who say, "Hey, king, our God can save us. Our God, the one true God, he can save us. But you know what, king? Even if he doesn't, we're not going to bow down to your false God." I mean, what amazing courage these guys had. And then what happens? They get cast into this blazing hot furnace. The king carried out his threat. But amazingly, he sees a 4th man in there with them, one who looks like a son of God. Who do you think that could be, right? There's a good chance that that's the Lord. That's Jesus. I know this is Old Testament, but this could be the Lord. Sure looks like that, preserving them so that they remain unharmed. And what happens? Because of their courage, because of their desire and their unwillingness to bow down to a false god and remain faithful to the one true God, the king, this evil king, converts. It changes him. It changes his heart. You know, Lent is all about conversion. And here's the thing to remember. We're called to focus on our own conversion. We're not called to focus on other people's conversion during Lent. This is about us. To become closer to God, to live a holier life. Look at what happens when somebody stands up for God and provides a positive witness. It resulted in the conversion of this pagan king who was willing to kill those who wouldn't worship his false god. The king was converted because of their courage and their faith. Let's pray for our conversion, that we can be an example to others and bring them closer to our Lord. It's powerful. We'll talk to you next time.